Now, Brother Kent Pahalko of the Edmonton Baldwin congregation will develop the theme, What Must Be Kept in Second Place? Concerns about health.
So let me be clear, brothers and sisters, this crutch is not a prop. I happen to need it right now. And when I use it, I long, as I know you do, for the day when there will be no pain and suffering, no crushing burden of emotional or mental distress. And that day is soon, but until then, we all face concerns about health. So let's answer the first question. Why do concerns about health rightly have a place in our life? Well, simply put, it's because as Christians, we respect the gift of life, and we wish to use our life to praise our Heavenly Father. But there's a grim reality that faces us all in this system, spoken about in the 115th Psalm, verse 17. That's Psalm 115, verse 17. The dead do not praise Jehovah. The dead do not praise Jah, nor do any who go down into the silence of death. So that's absolutely true, isn't it? If we lose our lives, we can't praise Jehovah. But it's also true that if we have poor health or chronic health problems, it makes it more difficult to praise Him. And so that's why we watch our lifestyle. We know there's a link between our health and our habits. So we strive to eat properly, get enough rest, exercise appropriately. We avoid threats to our health, such things as smoking, drinking excessively, you know, even overexposure to the sun. And we seek relief from illness because concerns about health do have a place in our life. But let's answer the second question. How can we keep health concerns in their proper place? Well, first of all, we must not allow ourselves to become consumed with matters of health, become obsessed with matters of health to the extent that, you know, that's what we think about. That's what we, how we spend our life thinking and acting around our health concerns. We can't allow those concerns to take first place because, after all, no matter what we do with our health, we can't bring everlasting life to ourselves, can we? You notice how Christ Jesus puts it in Luke, the 12th chapter, and verse 25. So let's read that together. Luke chapter 12 and verse 25. Jesus says, Who of you, by being anxious, can add a cubit to his lifespan? Well, of course, the answer is no one, isn't it? So if we can't add a cubit, you know, 15 minutes a day, a week, or a few months to our life, how much less can we bring about everlasting life ourselves? We just can't do it. And so we can't allow ourselves to become obsessed with matters of health. A second way in which we keep health concerns in their proper place is that we need to be cautious about giving advice on health or dietary matters to others. We need to keep in mind that medical decisions or decisions about health are a personal responsibility. They're part of the own load of responsibility that each Christian must bear for themselves. Because let's face it, we're all different. We react differently to different foods, to different forms of medication, works different. And so what may have helped us, or what we may think has helped us, could in fact actually hurt another person. And that's not a responsibility that we want to take on. You know, Brother Little put it well many years ago at a special meeting when he said, I'm not a doctor, I don't practice medicine. And yet, you know, some get carried away with enthusiasm about certain forms of treatment. You know, they may promote various foods, from broccoli to strawberries, supplements, you know, herbs or various vitamins of various sorts, alternative forms of treatment, or systems with an evangelical zeal that, frankly, would do credit to our ministry. And so sadly, you know, some lose their balance. They go so far as to pressure others to try the same methods or products, as we'll see and demonstrated in the following demonstration.
Oh, Janice, I almost didn't make it out of the house this morning.
Really? What's wrong?
I've just felt a little out of sorts lately. The doctor told me not to worry, but she wants to run some tests.
Carla, don't let them do that. All they want to do is take your money and make matters worse. Don't you remember what the doctors did to that poor woman in the Bible who had a flow of blood for 12 years?
Janice, I've had this problem before, and the doctor helped me.
You never know where problems like that could lead to, but I have something that could help. Here, this is your answer.
Oh, what's this?
Go ahead, take it. If you follow this diet, soon you'll have no more problems.
It looks a little extreme.
It works. I've been on it for 4 months now, and I've never felt better.
Well, I'm happy for you, Janice. But the doctor explained that extreme diets can actually hurt you.
No, no, keep it. I've bought a bunch to share with the brothers and sisters.
No thanks, Janice. I'd rather not. Anyway, we're out here to teach people what the Bible says, right? Come on, it's my turn to take the door.
So it's not wrong to be concerned with our brothers and sisters' welfare. In fact, it's a proper thing, including their health. And sometimes some advice is appropriate. You know, the scriptures speak of Luke, the beloved physician. So he was evidently well-trained, he was experienced, and no doubt from time to time he gave medical and dietary advice to the brothers and sisters. In fact, the scriptures even tell us of a time when the Apostle Paul, and he wasn't trained as a doctor, he was more along the legal lines, but as recorded at 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 23, on one occasion he thought it proper to offer Timothy some medical and dietary advice. So let's read that together. 1 Timothy 5:23 says, "Do not drink water any longer." Now notice the footnote, "or stop drinking just water." So stop drinking just water, but take a little wine for the sake of your stomach and your frequent cases of sickness. So Paul felt it appropriate to give Timothy some advice. But, you know, for both Paul and for Luke, their prime concern in life was preaching the good news of the kingdom. That was what was in first place. They were missionaries, and that's what they talked to people about. Because they knew that only the kingdom can bring about a permanent cure for all of sick mankind. So what should we do today? Well, we're wise to seek medical treatment. At Luke chapter 5, verse 31, Christ Jesus said, "Those who are ill need an extreme diet. Those who are ill need a treatment that borders on the uncanny." No, he said, "Those who are ill need a physician." Now, of course, we don't expect miracles from physicians. We don't expect miracles from Jehovah God today. But when we pray to Jehovah for wisdom and direction, we can be certain that he will give us his Holy Spirit. He will help us to see our situation realistically, to make the best of our circumstances, until that day when there'll be no more pain or suffering, no more crushing burden of emotional or mental distress. Until that day when no one will ever again say, "I am sick."